Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, man.
Are you just growing roots there, dude?
Yeah.
You're getting as bad as Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome to The Drift. What we do every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com, and if you're not going there, you should be. It's the
news you need to know.
There you go. I spend a little time every day, more than a little time, putting news from around the world, across the nation, up there for you that you won't find in the mainstream media. So go to thedailydrift.com, please.
Make yourself educated.
Educate yourself. You're thinking a little simpatico action right there,
simpatico.
Wasn't it?
That's scary.
Jinx, buy me a Coke, right? Okay. Let's take care of a little business. Dalton Environmental, it's that time of year. If you're like
yes,
me, that furnace is probably running like every 5 minutes. And I'm putting the plastic on the windows. You know, I got a couple of old windows still. And Dalton's Environmental can get your air ducts clean. 1-877-DALTONS. That's 1-877-325-8667. Dalton's. And they've got a $25 off antimicrobial treatment coupon in the Current.
Not a bad idea this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just got back from Florida, obviously a week ago or whatever it was, and been fighting the sinus infection, right? Every time I take that flight, and I'm sure it's all flights, but I'm not going to badmouth the airline. I was going to, but I'm not. And I always, it's sinus infection city, man. It just comes.
The one with all the snivelly kids on it, that flight.
Yes, exactly. So if you don't, if you miss this show live, you can catch it on Spreaker. You can catch it on YouTube. You can catch it on talkamericaradio.us Saturday and Sunday evenings. And we're all over the place. So we're easy to find. Facebook, Twitter, all the links are there. Check us out. And my Twitter handle is what? At Gary Daily Drift. And what's yours, Ed?
At Ed.
Ipsy Ed.
Ed. Yeah, whatever. Ed from Ipsy.
I don't remember either.
Ed from Ipsy.
Okay, so you know what I love about Twitter is the instantaneous answers you get from people. It's almost become
you know, like all that hostility, huh?
I do, and I'm the guy putting it out there half the time. No, I happened to put out the other day, you know, the wall issue was coming up, DACA, and there was a discussion going on about, you know, no DACA, no amnesty, but let's get the wall built. And I thought, why didn't somebody just put the GoFundMe page? When's that going to happen? And sure enough, I get a response from Fund That Wall, at Fund That Wall. And I contact the guy, and it ends up being Quentin Kramer from FundTheWall.com. And it's brand new. They just put it out there. So obviously, great minds think alike. They went ahead and they actually did the website and the whole nine yards. And he actually called in. So we've got him on the line, and we're going to interview him. And if you have questions, please call in 734-822-1600. You can talk to Quentin Kramer. Quentin, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you on board. Yeah, it was, again, one of those things on Twitter. You get the instantaneous answer, and I loved it. And I was like, wow, that's really awesome. So tell me a little bit about it's fundthewall.com, correct?
Yep.
So tell us, you go to the website, and you see the four of you that put this together, and you just started, so it's fresh, and it's new, and you need as much exposure, obviously, as possible. So I'm going to tell Twitter people and Facebook people ahead of time, help Quentin out. Let's get this moving a little bit, because if it does nothing else, it's going to spur our government to do what it's supposed to do.
Now, right? Quentin, your handle is Fund That Wall, but the website is Fund The Wall?
Correct. Somebody already had Fund The Wall on Twitter, so we took Fund That Wall. But
I just wanted to emphasize that.
Yes, exactly. All right, so Quentin, go ahead. Give us the background, and let's go with it.
So the concept starts as a crowdfunding scenario for border security, right? We've seen any number of tweets like yours where people suggest that we could fund this ourselves. And when you look at it, the Secure Fence Act in 2006 mandated that we provide border security and that the fence be built. So we did some investigation And we found that there are documents that indicate that the DHS is allowed to accept gifts directly from the American people. But what they aren't set up for is to receive micropayments, right? Those $5 and $10 and $25 credit card transactions that might be set up. So what they really need is that conduit that can turn the microfunding into a single payment that they get. So we have a document that's linked on the website that shows that it's on the DHS website that talks about their ability to receive gifts. And furthermore, we're allowed to specify what those gifts can be used for, so long as it's within the scope of the DHS's mission. And from that standpoint, again, the Secure Fence Act points us to the fact that they're mandated to build this wall. So we believe that the document specifically tells us that we can give gifts from the American people to the DHS and specify that they only be used for border security, and that's well within the scope of the DHS's mission. So then the last bit is that they have to approve. They have to, you know, hear our plea, see the money, and approve that they're willing to take it and use it for that purpose. And so that's the step that we're at. We've submitted the offer. In fact, we went to the DHS and said, here, we have money. We want to give it to you, and sort of jammed them to the point where they have to now come up with some answers. And so last but not least is that they've come back to us and said, we're going to give you a list of questions that we need to be able to finally make approval on this, and then we'll be ready to go.
Oh, so are these any payments made to your organization? Are they tax deductible, or will they be?
They will be. The definition of a charity includes the construction of a public work, and so this is well within that scope of a charity. We actually found another organization that had a similar concept in mind that had filed what's known as a Form 1023 to the IRS and received a positive determination. So we are in the final process of filling that out and getting it submitted to the IRS. We expect that we'll receive a favorable determination within 8 to 11 weeks.
So you can't take money right now, is that right, until you get this final?
We can, it's just not tax deductible.
Oh, okay. So
where does the money go if the DOJ, DHS says, oh, I'm sorry, we can't take that money? What happens?
It will all be refunded.
Okay.
So, if you look back on my Twitter feed, what we haven't been doing is saying donate yet. We've had, as you can see on the site, probably 15 people that have taken an early risk, and we very much appreciate that. What that let us do is approach the DHS with that money and say, look, here's a demonstration that the American people are willing to do this. And so now this is real as opposed to a hypothetical situation.
Yeah,
so
now,
thank you for the early donors.
Is there an upper limit? My tax thoughts are pretty limited. Is there an upper limit to what you can give, Quentin? Do you know?
We haven't seen. The only limitation that the DHS document stipulates is that it cannot be a current employee of the DHS or a contractor thereof, but there's no upper limit.
Okay.
What these sorts of things generally anticipate is someone who might leave their estate to the government, and that would be, of course, potentially in the millions of dollars worth of a transaction there.
Right. So if you're one of these super wealthy guys, unlike me, you could literally give a $10, $20, $100,000 gift, and it's taxed after you're set up, it'll be tax deductible.
Correct.
So that's what put the calls out to the Koch brothers, mm-hmm, and to the rest of these yahoos that are making all this big money on Wall Street, and we can get this wall done. I mean, I have no problem.
It's not to be confused with a political contribution. There's a cap then, right?
Correct. I mean, from that standpoint, what we're really doing here is marketing a concept. There's nothing that stops anyone from writing a check to the DHS right now. But what we don't want to do is flood them with trying to manage the individual, those individual payments, right? So all we're really doing is providing that conduit.
Yeah, I can't imagine any government being efficient enough and professional enough to take in small payments like that. Yeah, I wouldn't trust that it would get to where it's supposed to go in that case, you know.
Well, exactly. And so you point out the next step, which is that we've been created a responsibility within this organization to make sure that those funds are spent on what they say that they will be and that we're getting good value for the money.
Okay.
So from that standpoint, we'll be here to provide that oversight.
So
making
then,
sure that mile for mile we're getting a good value and that we're doing what we say we're going to do.
So then you become an aggregator, right? Is that the term?
We're an oversight organization and an aggregator, yep.
Okay.
All right, and so I lost my train of thought there for a minute.
I saw it.
It went right out that window over to Derek's side. That's where it went. So you guys are just in – how long do you think before you have that final approval from DHS and it becomes – a tax-deductible donation?
So we heard from them on December 8th that they were formulating a list of questions for us. We believe that this is a novel concept, right? The government's never really considered could they be crowdfunded. And so they're back looking at that, I imagine, and trying to figure out what they want to ask us. Obviously, the intervening holiday didn't help. So So we expect that we'll have their list of questions maybe within the next week. If not, we'll be escalating, hopefully with your help. And then once we have those questions, we'll share them with everyone. We'll show you what our answers are, and we'll provide them back to the DHS within, I would imagine, a day or two. It can't be hard what they'll ask us. And from there, it's just a matter of them saying yes.
Yeah. After this, we can do an aircraft carrier, right?
Well, you know, how many of us have seen bumper stickers that said that they wish we'd have to have a bake sale to buy bombers?
Yeah, that's right.
Because this really is an extrapolation of that concept.
Well, that's the thought was running through my mind the same way. Imagine if the American people all said, listen, we're fine with funding this infrastructure project and this infrastructure project and this project. We're not fine with doing that. It's kind of taking it back. And now that we have the technology and the ability to do that, mm-hmm.
Voluntary taxation.
You could do your voluntary taxation. I'm going to support the roads. I'm going to support the military. I'm going to support mm-hmm. this, but I'm not going to support all that entitlement
to Planned Parenthood
and everything else. Yeah.
That could well be. We just need to remember we're not creating law, right? Congress mandated that the fence be built, and Congress has been playing with the funding. So right. We're able to control the funding, but we're not allowed to tell the DHS to do something Congress hasn't allowed them to do. That's all.
Right. Okay. So, and I guess, again, back to extrapolating a little bit. So if Congress said we've got a road project, and I'm sure there's all kinds of legislation for the interstate highway system, right? You could literally mm-hmm. crowdfund repairs, right? Interesting concept.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so do you have a Facebook page, too? I didn't check the Facebook.
We do. Fund the Wall. It's a little bit less active than we have been on Twitter, but absolutely it's there.
Okay. So fundthewall.com. Your Twitter feed is @ Fund That Wall.
Correct.
And Facebook is just Fund The Wall.
There will be a link on fundthewall.com to Facebook, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. And so here's what I want our listeners to do, our Twitter peeps and our tweeps, right? Twitter peeps. Anyways, take this show after I get it up online today and send it to the Foxes, the MSNBCs. You won't get any play at CNN and MSNBC, obviously. But help get this out to Hannity, Tucker, and the rest of those guys, and let's see if we can get some movement for Fund the Wall and get Quentin and crew out there on some exposure. Because this is a great idea.
Tucker Carlson, yeah.
It would be nothing better than to come up with, you know, $1 billion.
Now, I'm reminded of a technique that Soupy Sales once used when I was a kid. And mm-hmm. that was Soupy Sales.
that's one of our local celebrities.
Well, yeah, but he went national.
He did. He was a comedian.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was yeah. January 1st, he got on the air and he says, now, kids, I want you to go into Mommy and Daddy's room and take out all the pictures of the dead presidents and mail them to me. Yes, it worked. He lost his job for a while on that one.
Oh, my. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so we can do that for, you know, the wall, too. You know?
Brutal.
Absolutely.
All right, so what else you got? You got some events coming up. What do you got going on, Quentin?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, one of the things that we've been doing is lobbying to get Congress to fund it, right? If we didn't have to crowdfund it, we certainly wouldn't want to. And so if we can get Congress to allocate the funding, then great, let's do that. We need to consider, though, that it's only going to be potentially, you know, a tenth of what's really required to secure the border. So between now and the 19th, it's all about separating the border wall funding from some of these other politically charged issues, because it's mandated to do that, right? Congress should be
yes.
allocating these funds. Let's
yes.
get that done so we don't have to crowdfund it. But if we can't, then we're prepared to do it. I think that's the message that really needs to get out there. We're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. You know, we're going to get you on again, Quentin, because that's a great idea, and I was so glad that you got hold of me. So once you get that update, please get hold of me, and we'll go to town trying to get people to start donating, because I think that's a big catch. I mean, people may be willing to give $5, but if it's tax deductible, you may see those $100,000, $200,000.
End of the year, folks. You need that deduction.
End of year. That's exactly right. So when you work on that, make sure you give us a holler back or tweet me or whatever, and we'll make arrangements to get you back and maybe bring your other guys in too, and we'll do a little round table.
You will come back after being on Hannity and Laura and Tucker, right? You will remember us.
don't forget about us. Yeah. All right. Well, great. Quentin, I appreciate the call and letting us know what's going on, and we'll try and drive some traffic your way.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Take care. All right. You too. And let's take a break. And when we come back, we will start getting into the news of the week. We'll see you all on the other side.
Hello, WHAM listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on WHAM Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
When your major home appliance stops working, do you want to fix it? No. You want someone who knows what they're doing, and that's not you. It's MasterTech. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan for over 30 years. They've been to my house many times and always solved the problem. They do both residential and commercial work and treat their customers and employees like family. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Stop by at 1919 Federal Boulevard in Ann Arbor off Stadium by the post office. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5 p.m. and even on Saturday from 9 to 2. Or call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641. You can also visit their website at mastertechappliance.com. That's mastertechappliance.com. And tell Bill Linda says hi.
Thanks for tuning to Catch Our Drift here at the WHAM Talk 1600, 734-822-1600. You can call into the show. And I'm going to bring up something right now before we move on to the stuff I had prepared was, speaking of DACA, right, because it keeps occurring to me that, you know, and I'm seeing the threads, no amnesty, no DACA, whatever. And I guess I don't want to paint the giantly broad brush. I think so many, when they talk, how many DACA kids, 500,000 or something?
I thought it was like 250.
Whatever it is.
250,000, yeah.
Number one, I don't believe all of them are appropriately should be Dreamer kids. They're not. Not all of them. There is a percentage. I don't know what that percentage is. And I hope to goodness that the president, that the Republicans will take a look at, when they look at DACA, and if they're going to do something, say, you know what? There's got to be qualifiers. The kids have to be a certain age. You have to have some documentation. They have to be young. Mm-hmm. A 19, 25-year-old is not a dreamer. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? There's just some things.
And no chain migration for them.
No chain migration. And you know what? There's always, for those people that are here, you know what? Work with the military. Serve some time in the military to get your citizenship. I think that's all. If you're a lover of America, you really want to be here, you should be willing to spend that time devoting yourself. And I don't think of any better place than our military. You know what I mean?
Oh, I frankly hate to say this. I know there's a lot of people who don't believe in conscription, but I think that the draft actually.
I agree 100% because I wish I had put in my time. I have one regret in life, just one. I wish I had put my 2 to 4 years, whatever, in the military. I never did because when I was a younger man, I was greedy. I wanted to get a job. I wanted to make money. And I wasn't as patriotic a kid as I should have been, you know, which is kind of odd because my childhood, it's just odd. I'm really surprised. And by the time I was like, I want to serve, I was too old, you know, unless I go in as a chaplain.
Yeah. Well, you can do anything you want.
Maybe I should. You know? My kid's almost out of school. He don't need me no more. Maybe I'll just go in as an old man and become a check. I don't think I'd make it through boot camp now.
Now, you could be a political officer. Oh, no, our military doesn't do that. That's right. That's the other guys.
Right. They probably would have if we'd had Hillary in much
longer. That's true, too. You wouldn't have made the cut.
Yeah. 734-822-1600. Give me a holler. Let me know how you feel about the DACA thing, because there's going to be some kind of a deal cut. I think we all know that. The Republicans are too weak to say, absolutely no DACA.
Well, you got to buy votes. You got to buy votes.
You
got to
buy some votes.
It's not the 51 because of McConnell. So.
Yes.
And even then, I'm not sure you get enough Republicans to get 51.
Next week, we'll have Tim on, Congressman Tim, and we'll make sure we ask him what he's thinking. So don't let me forget. We want to get the skinny on what's going on with DACA, because I know something's going to happen. A deal's going to be made. People are going to be angry on both sides of the aisle. And both sides of the issue, and I know that's going to be a problem, but I
the argument is that they're stranded here, right? The argument is they're stranded. All they know is America, all right? So fine. Then all you do is you cut them off. You say, you are it. You don't get citizenship ever. You get to stay here. You don't get citizenship. You violate the laws, you go. But you get to stay legally. But you don't get to bring grandma in, grandpa. You don't get to bring in the cousins and the chain migration thing.
Yeah,
you just get real strict on it. You say, okay, you want to feel sorry for these kids? Here's how you're feeling sorry. They get to stay.
Yeah.
And that's all they get.
Right. But then again,
I mean, politics is
they're here. They stay. You don't. Well, I'm big on,
and they got to vote Republican, and they got to vote Republican.
Only if we could do that.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Part of me is like,
well, maybe they don't get the vote. They're not going to be citizens. They don't get the vote.
Yeah. Well, but again, if they were brought here as a baby, right? What are you going to do? It really isn't their fault if they are brought here.
Not
as
their
a
fault,
baby.
So they get
but
to stay.
If you're kicking the mom and dad back, the baby goes back. That's the fair thing to do. You don't want to break up a family, right? But if you're going to allow the parents to stay,
they don't get citizenship
and never
either.
Get their citizenship because they broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the kid maybe should have the option of do your 2 years in the military and you can get your citizenship. I don't know. There's got to be a way to do it.
Yeah, right? If they did the military, they deserve the citizenship. That's something we give foreign nationals. So.
Well, you know, the big thing for me, though, is get the doggone wall built.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Let's tighten the border to the point where we don't have hundreds of thousands of people walking into the country.
We should think about doing a GoFundMe on the... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
We did. Well, you know, I saw an article the other day that said there was a lot of Middle Eastern people that are these dreamer kids. They're not just the Hispanics coming from Venezuela and Mexico and whatnot. And I thought, well, that's pretty scary, man. All of a sudden, we've got Middle Eastern people that we can't track. There's no way to track them coming through Mexico. That's the spookiest thing for me.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, so I don't know. All right, so let's move on. The big breaking news last night, and we said this, right? Remember when Anthony Weiner's laptop got seized, right?
Friday night dump.
The Friday night dump.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, they wait till Friday night on a holiday weekend. And it's going to hopefully be dead by Tuesday for them, as if the Soviet-style media would pay attention anyhow.
I don't think this one's going. Looking at Twitter, I mean, I still believe the pedophile thing is going to come out, and it's going to come out big, because I believe those reports that the New York City police that were involved in the seizing of the laptop, and they saw the stuff that was on there, and many of those guys in the department were threatened by federal authorities not to say a word.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually used like some extortion because of other guys that were in the that they were going to punish in different ways. So I think you're going to see that. And thank God for Judicial Watch, right? Tom Fitton's doing a great job out there. I got to get more of his stuff on. I used to put a lot of it on the Daily Drift, and I've kind of gotten away from doing Judicial Watch. But great, great company, doing a lot of investigative work. And why we have to force our government to give us that information.
Why do we have to force Trump's administration? That's the problem.
Well, I think part of it, the house has not been cleaned yet.
Not yet.
You know what I mean? And that's the hold
like
up.
Rick said the last hour, New Year's, clean the house before the next year.
Clean the house. Well, I would like, I want to see Jeff Sessions get on the stick and take care of business.
Yep.
All right, well, there's the hard break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the DOJ and the FBI and this scourge that's running in our federal government. We'll see you all on the other side. Don't you wish that you could cry? Don't you wish I would die? See me, seesaw kids, child.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. It's forecast to be the coldest New Year's Eve on record in Times Square, where security is super tight.
Obviously, two terror attacks over the last 2 months here in New York City. So obviously, security is expected to be and will be tighter than it's ever been for this event. Vapor wake dogs will be sniffing out for bombs in the air and on people. There will be police officers and observation sniper teams all in the hotels and office towers overlooking Times Square. That in response to the Las Vegas shooting, obviously the worst in U.S. history.
Fox's Brian Yannis. A three-year-old boy playing with the kitchen stove is believed to have started this week's fire in a Bronx, New York apartment building. A dozen people were killed. This man lost his sister and her granddaughter.
She was on the phone and telling her, and my niece was telling her to get out.
That boy and his mom are among those who survived the blaze. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile. I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
Tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Even Derek's liking my music. Aren't you, Derek? That's why he's letting it run a little bit. He's like, "I'd rather listen to the music than listen to Gary talk." Now, so that, yeah, good stuff, isn't it, Derek?
Yeah, that's got a pretty good beat.
I've got the beats down, man.
Yep.
One of these days, I'm going to get the midnight show. Theron will give me a midnight shift, right?
Gary's beats.
And Gary's beats. There we go.
Right after London Calling.
So, you saw the end of the week. Nunes finally came out, ripping the DOJ, ripping on the FBI. And this is where I'm so mad with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They are not responding to the Intel committees with documentation that they've been asking for since August. They're declining interviews. And you just got to say to yourself, how do these federal employees that we pay their paychecks, we pay their benefits, we pay their paychecks, their retirements, and they're refusing to answer questions, they're refusing to sit down and talk to the American people, they're refusing to talk to our representatives in the House and the Senate. And this is an outrage. And so Chairman Nunes, Devin Nunes, has given them until January 3rd, I think, to bring. Now, what's going to happen? That's what you always got to ask yourself. What are they going to do? And it's probably why the FBI is saying, yeah, what are you going to do? How about we fire you? That's what I would do. You're fired.
Yeah.
Take a walk, and you're not getting your retirement either. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go you get got yourself so close. An attorney. Too bad. Happens to a lot of people with a lot more integrity than you, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there are good people who lose their job in the federal government while these scumbags are sitting here sticking their finger right in our face, right? They're telling us to go to hell. That's what they're doing when they don't show up and do their interviews with the intel committees. And it makes me so angry. And that's why, doggone it, people, you have to get out and vote in 2018. And don't make the mistake of voting for a Democrat, because the Democrats want these guys. They're the ones that put these guys in here. These are all Democrat FBI and DOJ guys. Lifelong Democrats who gave to Hillary Clinton, who gave to Barack Obama. They're sitting there, and we can't get rid of them? You're forcing us to pay for them, and we can't get rid of them. And they're just sticking their finger right in our face. That just drives me crazy. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary.
Happy New Year, my man.
You guys were talking about immigration a bit ago, and I would support letting the DACA kids stay, and there's 800,000 of them, by the way.
Ooh.
As long as they stop the chain migration, stop the lottery, and put up the wall, and do the e-verify, and I got up two more. Make English the official language of the country for all politics, all ballots. That'll save a bunch of money.
Yep.
And throw out all of the criminals that are foreign-born in our jail system right now. Just get rid of them. And that'll save us a bunch of money, and we'd have plenty of cash to make the wall to secure this nation. And I don't know why the federal government can't figure that out. You know, you keep spending money on things you don't need to spend money on, such as the ballots. In California, there's like 100 different languages that they have to print ballots in. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
One language, one ballot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because, you know, if you can't read English, you ought not be voting.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't understand English, you don't understand the politics, what's going on, you're not reading the newspapers or listening to the news or watching television, you have no idea what you're doing, so your vote's probably being bought by somebody.
Univision. All you know is what you hear on Univision, the leftist.
Jorge Ramos telling you to vote for a Democrat because he's going to give you free stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Gary. Something's got to be 800,000. I would like to qualify it somehow. I don't know if you do it by age, if you do it by when they came over, if you do it by whether they're working, going to school, whatever you want to, whatever the qualifications are. I'd like to see a tough qualification, because I don't know that every of the 800,000 dreamers that are here, whatever it is, should be here. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I agree. But if that's what they come up with, and they agree to all the other things that we mentioned already, I could live with that.
Yeah.
But in a perfect world, we send them all back, because they shouldn't have come here in the first place, and it's not our responsibility to take care of their kids.
Yeah.
It's their responsibility to take care of their kids.
Well, here's here's a question for you. So if these DACA kids are here, right, and they came over illegally with their parents, are their parents still here?
I don't know.
If the parents are going home, we're throwing the parents out because they're not dreamers. Should they not be going home with their parents?
They're the schemers that brought us the dreamers.
The schemers and dreamers.
That's another point. When you come out of the shadows as a DACA and you say, I want to stay, why don't they ask them, well, where are your parents? You know, where are they so we can find them and reunite you with your parents? So they can take care of you.
And we'll throw them all out.
Yeah. I think they see that coming.
Yeah. Well, I think, but you're a good gauge for me, Gary, because if you're willing to see that there's got to be some kind of a deal made, and I think most rational people will say, I think there's going to be some kind of a deal cut on the DACA kids. You know,
there has to be.
There has to be. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Republicans are not that. You know, the Democrats want to make us out to be Nazis, right? Mm-hmm. The Republicans are far from Nazis. They're scared of their own shadow. They're not going to throw every DACA kid out of the country. Even Trump right now is not. He's going after the criminals. He's not throwing out just illegal aliens. He's throwing out the criminals. You know, the MS-13, that's what they're working on.
We have a general election coming up, and I smell a platform plank here that should be adopted. Kerry Benvolio, John James, Bob Young, Bob Carr, all these guys, they need...
Benvolio's running again?
Yeah, in the 11th. You didn't listen to...
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
Don't make me feel guilty.
All right, Gary... go for Conyers' seat.
Oh, there you go. Gary, anything else, man?
Yeah, and we definitely need to have voter ID when we vote to secure our elections.
Oh, yeah.
So that nobody who's not allowed to vote votes.
You know?
That's all there's to it.
Yeah, I noticed...
a novel idea.
Yeah, I noticed Chelsea Handler, right, the infamous comedian, woman comedian who's out there always blathering on stuff she has no idea, was saying that, again, and literally calling Republicans being racist for asking for ID. And I thought to myself, and a bunch of people on Twitter did as well, they're like... So you're saying black people are too stupid to get ID. That's what you're saying, mm-hmm. Chelsea Handler. You're a racist. You're a white supremacist because you don't believe a person of color is capable of learning how to get an ID. Everyone's got ID. If you're getting benefits, if you're going
to,
if you're buying tobacco,
to
if you're buying booze, yes. So I find it racist to the extreme that a woman like Chelsea Handler would say that.
So. I agree. And, you know, there's so many of the concepts that the left tries to perpetrate upon America that make absolutely no sense at all anyway. So what's the surprise there's here? There's one more. You know?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, great call, Gary. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Have a good one. All right. Let's take care of a little business before we move on through the show too much here. Borg Jennings Funeral Homes.
Yes.
You know, the holidays are always a tough time to lose a loved one, but it happens. Right.
Happened to Pastor Rick.
And it's always easier if you've made plans ahead of time. It's like buying insurance or anything else. You should be contacting a funeral home to have arrangements. Pre-arrangements are so much easier than arrangements,
yep.
Right? So Borek Jennings Funeral Home, you can go to Borek, B-O-R-E-K Jennings, JenningsJennings.com, BorekJennings.com, or you can call them at 810-231-0200. They have some great educational information. Just call them up and say, hey, can you send me some information? They'll send you an email with a bunch of information. BorekJennings.com, 810-231-0200. Don't leave those things to the last minute.
They've got a home near you. They've got a number of locations. So.
Yeah, Hamburg, Howell, yeah. Manchester, and Brooklyn.
Yep.
Brooklyn, Michigan.
Yes. Brooklyn,
all right,
New York.
Let's take a call from Mark in Howell. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. Just going to wish you a Happy New Year to start out with here tomorrow evening.
No, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. A couple of things. I think this prodding of Jeff Sessions is wishful thinking. We need a Beauregard, not a Bo Peep, okay? And basically, I'm not happy with Mr. Sessions. And, you know, we got to get somebody in there that's going to be forceful and move forward. And then on the Gary's call, great call, by the way, Gary, assimilation. I handle my parents. They're in a nursing home, and I handle all their medical stuff and all that, and I get stuff from the government, and it's got a page and a half of foreign languages on there when I get their Medicare stuff. And it's just ridiculous. Like, you go to the Secretary of State, and you got people there with translators. They need to be assimilating, you know, part of this DACA program, or how we're going to bring people legally into this country and with proper vetting, assimilate to our language.
Yeah.
Instead of accommodating, right?
Yes, assimilate,
yeah.
Don't accommodate.
Yeah, that's I like that.
I like that.
That's
right.
That's
radical,
man.
That's a hashtag if ever I've seen one right there, man. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, it comes back to having English as your language. You know what? You're coming here, learn the language. If I were moving to Mexico or China or Korea, and I was going to live there and stay there, you bet your sweet bottom dollar I would want to fit in and learn the language to make myself better.
When I lived in Europe, I had a phrase book for Italy. I had a phrase book for Spain. You know, I mean, I had a phrase book for Turkey. That was the tough one.
Yeah, but, you know. I always make that effort when I'm traveling abroad. The last time I went to Germany, it was going back 2005. I did a couple of trips to Germany. I made the attempt, and I learned German enough that I could walk into a restaurant and order, right? And, of course, they all spoke English, and they said, oh, that's a really good try. Thank you very much. But we speak English. I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
But at least they appreciated that I made the effort.
What do you really want? Oh, yeah. You speak English.
Ein Bier, bitte. That's all I wanted. I don't know, if I can't order a beer, then I'm lost.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Go ahead.
My best friend, when I was in the service, we were in Madrid, and my best friend spoke perfect German. He had had it in high school. He studied it, and now we were stationed in Germany, but we were tasked to Madrid. So we're sitting on a park bench, and he turns to me, and he starts speaking to me in German. high-class German. And, of course, I couldn't follow him. I knew enough, like you said, to order a beer. Right? Guy on a park bench behind him starts talking to him in German. And they're both talking back and forth in German for a while. And finally, the guy says to my buddy, "What part of Germany are you from?" He says, "No, I'm not from Germany. I'm from the United States." And the guy says, "It's funny, I'm from Czechoslovakia."
Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, Tom, you're still there, or did we lose you?
Oh, no.
We lost.
All right. Well, if you're listening, Happy New Year.
It wasn't. All right, let's take a call from Cindy. I'm losing track here. Hey, Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I have a statement on amnesty and all of that.
Okay.
I think we should allow, this should be the last amnesty ever, and allow all of the illegal immigrants here to stay without fear of being deported unless they have broken any law admitting minor infractions. We should close all the borders, build the wall, and fund the wall by having an entry fee of $20 for each person entering the country, but only with a visiting visa or a school visa allowed, with monitoring the visas through ICE in each state that is required to give this information to our federal ICE agencies.
Wow.
Well, see, and now, requiring the addresses and any known citizens' information and phone numbers that they will be staying with. And with the school visas, mandatory GPAs, with anyone staying over the time allotted, should be deported immediately and put on a no-entry register and not allowed back in.
What about citizenship?
Citizenship, if they can speak English by the time the indoctrination into taking the oath, then by all means.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm not a fan of giving illegal entrance.
Well, here's the thing, right? So I'm glad, Cindy, that you're thinking this through, because you know what? We need more people to put their brain power on it. Mm-hmm. So Cindy, make sure that you email this stuff to your local congressman, right? And or to your mm-hmm. congressman and your senator, who happens to be Debbie Stabenow, and Gary Peters.
For now.
And let them know that, you know what? Hey, a deal can be made. Let's put the right things into place. Because you know the one thing that you just said that really struck me? When you said $20 entry fee, I don't know how many millions of illegal aliens are in this country. Let's say there's 8 million.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were to charge every one of them $100?
Mm-hmm.
$100, $1,000, whatever, $200. And say, give us $200, you can stay. Give us another $200 and you can be a citizen, whatever. There's your money to build the wall.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're absolutely right, because if there's 800,000 dreamers at $100 a piece, what is it, $8 million?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got 8
there's
million.
There's 20 feet of the wall right there.
There's probably 11 to 12, maybe more million illegals in the country. And if you were to say, hey, all of you, butch up $100, that's your fine, pay it, you're in, and it goes right to building the wall.
But you
and
think
the ones that have came here by their parents and they were children, they should, at 18, 17 and a half, 18 years old, they should be going down and saying, look, my parents brought me here. I've been here my whole life. I want to become a citizen. And they should be put to the front of the line and allowed to become a citizen. Not this, oh, I can't become a citizen because I was brought here. You should just give it to me. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, make them earn it still, like anyone else. Yeah,
and
they should all
at
least earn.
That's a given.
Do the earning that a legal person who comes through the legal process is doing. You know, do everything that you should have to do legally, and then
we'll
deal with it.
I'm concerned of rewarding the Democrats for encouraging illegal immigration by giving them these voters. You make them citizens.
I also believe that no person that is becoming a citizen should be allowed to vote in the federal elections for three terms of the presidential election. In the state elections, yes, they can go ahead. But in the presidential elections, no, you have to wait three terms.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, these are all things that will come up in during this negotiation. And so make sure you send these out, Cindy, because some of those were great ideas. And
I really
piqued my interest.
Who is your representative?
In Hazel Park?
W. Stabenow. I'm not for sure of the other one.
Highland.
Well, Peters is your other senator.
Hazel Park will be. Yeah. Is that Conyers?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking you might
be
Conyers.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think Conyers is yours, or was.
Yeah, was. Yeah.
All right, great call, Cindy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so. I'm glad the listeners are actually putting their brain on and coming up with ideas. And folks, make sure you're contacting your congressmen and your senators and letting them know, hey, if Trump's willing to do a deal, here's what it should take, and this is what it should look like. You know what? Because
that's democracy in action.
I can tell you one thing. Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters are no smarter than any of the average listeners to this radio station. They're probably a lot dumber,
I'm thinking,
frankly. You know what I mean?
Well, they're Democrats. So.
Well, they're... And so they don't. They get so bogged down in their little swamp up there that they're not looking outside the box. Or that brilliant. Pay $20 and you can stay. You know, if you have 800,000 people paying, I'd go for a little more than $20.
I would too. I mean, they can
$1,000 and you can stay. I'm going to
come up with that. That's part of the money they send back to Mexico anyhow. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's absolutely right. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Ed just kind of brought up a thing. I'm not much for taxation, but that's one thing I think we should have put as an increase in the tax bill, a tax on monies being wired back to Mexico to help fund the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the wall package. We should do that.
Yeah, I would agree. That little surcharge for that money for the GDP flowing out of our country due to illegals sending money home. Yeah.
Joe, what do you think of the fund the wall?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's for sure. That's interesting. I don't think it would get anywhere near what we need. But if we do put a surcharge and, you know, if you're willing to send money out of the economy, that is money I think we should tax. I'm not for taxing money within the economy, but if you're taking money and shipping it out of the country, that should be taxed.
Yeah.
Because that's money that should be in our economy. But I called to agree with you on the military service thing, but I got a caveat. I've always believed this, and I think we should draft kids into the service right before high school because they don't get any discipline at home. Put all kids, that's one thing the Soviet Union did right, indoctrinate the kids, give them some discipline before they go and become outrageous high school students, make them better adults. But they should serve in a combat zone if they're going to get citizenship.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Before high school, draft, serve in a combat zone. Let's see, 18, 16, 15, 40. 13-year-olds?
No. Those are two separate issues.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Wow.
Hey, Joe, let's just throw those kids up front. Nothing like a little cannon fodder. He's not big enough.
What are we, Iran?
Fat that kid up. He needs to be able to block some shrapnel for the real soldiers.
What are we, Iran?
Oh, Joe, that's a good one. All right, anything else, Joe?
Yeah, but the average DACA person shouldn't be able to become a secretary in the Army and serve in Tucson, Arizona, and after 2 or 4 years of hiding and cowering in a corner, get citizenship. So like 4 years in a combat zone or 10 years served overall in a peaceful area, then I'd be willing to compromise and give the amnesty and citizenship.
Well,
but other than that, I agree with you. It should not be citizenship under any circumstance.
Yeah. Okay, well, great call, Joe. I appreciate it, man. Awesome thoughts, as always.
Take care, my friend.
You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so out of the three calls we've had today, all three, and I know, pretty sure, I think we've had Cindy calling before, all three, obviously, fairly conservative, and all three willing to make some kind of
a deal
on DACA. You know what? We're Republicans. We're not cold-hearted ice monsters, right?
Mm-hmm.
We we appreciate and can empathize with a kid that was brought here as a baby or a toddler or whatever against, they had no choice. You know, so there's obviously, so you Democrats out there, shut up. Stop saying we're cold-hearted Nazis, because we're not. Here's three out of three, 100% of our callers today, all said, oh, there's room for negotiation on DACA.
And when you negotiate, you don't give everything out up front. You don't say, this is far as I'm willing to go. No, you step back and you say, this is what I want. And you hold your vest what you're willing to go.
Yeah. You know. Let's move on real quick, because it's kind of blown up on Twitter. I've seen it on Fox today, but I have not seen it yet on the CNN and MSNBC that I watched, was the protests in Iran.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking something else. I thought you meant the Disney guy.
If we can get to that, we'll play that. Yeah. But I want people to know, get out on your Twitter, and you'll see all kinds of posts on Twitter and Facebook from coming live out of Iran right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping the world will not ignore the peaceful protesters that are getting beat up by the mullah's guards in Iran right now.
I think they get hope from Trump being in office.
I would hope so, and
they
were hoping
from Obama, and then Obama let the Green Revolution die. You know, let them actually be stoned and shot.
This is an opportunity here, and I tweeted this out earlier. It's an opportunity for the world to stop worrying about a nuclearized Iran. If you get rid of the mullahs,
mm-hmm.
topple the mullahs was my hashtag, right?
Yep.
I did that one out. Topple the mullahs. Get those people out of there, because they're extremists. And I feel bad for all those ladies that are taking their hijabs off. They go to prison mm-hmm. if they take their hijabs off. And there's thousands of them removing their headscarves in Iran right now, facing possible prison or beating or whatever. Hey, you know, you feminists here in America, for crying out loud, you people should be supporting them instead of complaining about getting your butt smacked like Joey Villa, you know? What a dirty dog she turned out to be, right? All right, so Derek, how much time we got? One minute. We'll save it for next week. We'll do it next week. There was a guy at Disney Hall of the Presidents who started making a protest.
Yelling at an animatronic robot.
Yes, and you know what? My big takeaway from that was, Disney, you couldn't do a better likeness of President Trump than that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah,
I mean, come on, you guys need to go to Madame Tussauds Museum and take some help from them, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
those animatronic figures look terrible.
They got the hair right now. They thought that would do it, like any caricature.
Let's just throw a guy with a bad yellow wig up there and call him Donald Trump. You can do better than that. Disney, come on. That just drives me crazy. And then lastly, epic fail from the NFL. Now, canceling tomorrow night's game.
Yeah.
Is it because it's New Year's Eve? Or is it because ratings are so bad? Empty stadiums.
It could be. Derek?
Combination of two. Derek, what do you think?
Quick.
Empty, canceling.
Well, this is actually the first I'm hearing about this, but...
You're not going to the Daily Drift, Derek.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, I think it has to do with the lack of attendance. That would definitely be the concern.
Not terrorism.
Absolutely. All right. Well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
See you next week.
Happy New Year.